The case of the Long Island serial killer is still unsolved. Follow us, Billy Jensen and Alexis Linkletter, as we investigate the untold story of the Long Island serial killer. 11 victims, 10 years, and countless theories.
It was just how many bodies were being found in one area. I was shocked.
And for us, this case is personal. You can follow our investigation in our all-new special, Unraveled, The Long Island Serial Killer, streaming now on Discovery+.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, also known as the ATL. I'm so grateful that you're joining me from all over the world. And whatever time you're listening to it, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, it's the right time because you're going to receive exactly what you need. The spirit is always in tune with who you are and where you are. And the Bible says that God has sound wisdom laid up for us. And I believe that this show will certainly give you that today. Well, I'm doing well here in the ATL. I think that kind of rhymes. Spring is here. We have beautiful dogwood trees. I'm looking out of my window and I can see just the trees are just white and pink. And it's just so gorgeous. I just love this time of the year. Well, today I'm going to be teaching you on the creative power of your thinking. You know, I'm going to break down think, believe, and manifest. That's the title of my show. Y'all know that, of course. But I'm going to break it down. So this week I'm going to talk about the creative power of thinking, and then a couple of weeks believing, and then how do you manifest. So that's just what's happening today. Got a great show for you. So I'm going to be teaching. And in the second half, you're going to hear a miraculous story of a lady who didn't have anything. She had a job and she was living in one room, and how now she's a poet and has published three books. It's an amazing story. So it's a law of attraction story, and you are going to be really inspired. If you have a powerful law of attraction story and you would like to come on and share it, you know, stories create faith. I remember when I was interviewing Jack Canfield, I said, why did you write Chicken Soup for the Soul? He said, well, the spirit, I'm paraphrasing, he said, well, you know, the spirit just revealed to me that when people are sick, they eat some chicken soup. Their mom makes them some chicken soup and they eat it and they start feeling better. So stories are really great to really heal our souls. So you're going to really enjoy it. Also, I'm celebrating my 12th year. And if you have not heard my show where my mentor, James Powers, Pastor James Powers, interviewed me last week, how to live a spirit-led life that helps you to manifest success, it's riveting. I received a lot of emails and some of them said it was riveting. Constance, it was so in-depth. You were so real. You were so vulnerable. Please go back and listen to this so that you can learn how you can live a spirit-led life. So it's 12 years, and I'm asking people to donate or to gift to the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. 12 times 4, that's $12 times 4. That's 1 month is $48. Or you can cash app me at $Constance Arnold, no space. Or you can go to my website, Fulfilling Your Purpose, and do it. Or 12 times 12, which is $144. So $12 times 12 months. So I'm going to use this to really coach people. I'm going to be speaking to women in Africa, teaching them a series of different tools and techniques and universal principles that they can use in Port Harcourt, which is in Nigeria. So you're paying it forward for somebody else. Or you could give any amount that you desire. So you can go to my website. If this show, I'm not going to say if because I know it has, since this show has blessed, transformed, motivated, and inspired you, I'm thanking you in advance for your gift. All right, so fulfillingyourpurpose.com, you could go there, hit the donate button, not button, but button. Oh my God, I better take a sip of coffee. And you'll use PayPal there, or you can cash out me $Constance Arnold, thanking you in advance. And I want you to visit me on social media. I changed my handle on social media on Instagram from LOA Constance to Law of Attraction Constance, because a lot of people didn't know that LOA stood for Law of Attraction. So on Instagram, it's Law of Attraction. On Twitter, it's still LOA. Facebook, Coach Wick Constance, and you guys have got to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. I do a lot of videos, at least one or two a week for you to really watch on YouTube. So let's talk about, here we go, everybody. Let's talk about the creative power of thinking. The creative power of thinking. Let me take me a sip of coffee. So is it true that you can think and grow rich? Can you think and manifest anything? Can you think and get healthy? Can you think and tap into your purpose? So I'm going to tell you this so many times, you're going to dream about it. The power of your thinking, the creative power of your thinking. Remember, this is the first foundational principle. So first of all, it's foundational and it's a universal truth. Y'all listen. Number one, you're always creating with your thinking. Thinking is the first step to any manifestation. You're always creating. You're always on. You're always vibrating out into the universe what you desire. As a man or a woman thinketh in his or her heart, so is she. Your world is coming through what you believe and what you think. As within, so without. You're always thinking ahead of your evidence. If you want something different, if you want a different evidence, begin to use your creative thinking to bring it forth. You're always praying and asking and vibrating with your dominant thoughts. Oh my God. For example, if you're always thinking, I don't have, not enough. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough money. If you're always thinking lack, because it's not God, it's you. God has put you in charge of your thinking. And so you can tell where your future is going by your dominant thoughts and feeling. OMG. So whatever you are thinking and feeling, because you know whenever you think something, you feel it. Like you, it's raining outside today, and I could look out there and say, ooh, such a dreary day. Or I could say, ooh, I just love the rain. It's so peaceful. Y'all see that? So whatever you are thinking and feeling, you're drawing that to you. So if you don't want it, don't think about it. Change your mind and you change your world. That seems so simple, but that is the creative power of thinking. So you got to begin to think what you've been thinking about. What has been your dominant thought, feeling, and or mood? It's really simple. Think about health. Think about what you're eating. Think about eating healthy. Think about being at your ideal weight. Think about exercising. Think about getting off of your meds, and you will have that. What would that look like? What would that feel like? What would people be saying? How would your coworkers look at you and say, oh my God, you look so wonderful. Oh my goodness, what are you doing? All change begins with your thinking. So God put you here to choose this day what you are going to come into agreement with your thinking. So is your thinking in agreement with the goals that you wrote down for 2021? You are always asking with your thinking. I'm going to say this so many times, you're going to get it. So you are choosing. And if you just let your mind be on automatic pilot, which most of us do, I'm going to talk to you about intentionally creating your day. The same thing is going to happen. So you need to have what I call directed thinking. So you're like a director in your movie or in your play. You're given charge. Take it, be it, and claim it. Begin to think only what you desire. I remember Michael Ogio from the book, The Law of Attraction. I'll never forget what he said. He said, Constance, you know, most people are thinking about what they don't have instead of what they desire. So you get what you choose with those dominant thoughts. So every day you need to order your conversation, which is in your mind, that self-talk, only in the direction of what you desire. So what is showing up in your life right now is a direct result of what your dominant thoughts have been. As you think, you are. As you think and feel, you are. That seems so simple. As you think, I'm abundant, I'm prosperous, there's unlimited supply, I may not know how. Wealth and riches is my divine right. I can live the best version of my life. As you think and feel, so it is. Thinking puts you in a certain mood and attitude. And whatever has your attention has your life and forms your life. OMG. You are paying with your attention. Where is your attention? What are you thinking about? Where are you putting your energy? Was it Dr. Michael Beckwith says that wherever attention goes, energy flows. Wherever thinking goes, that's where the energy is going to flow. So what has your attention? Does abundance have your attention? That's going to form your life. Does good health, does unlimited potential, does your new job, does attracting love have your attention? I was working with a lady and she kept thinking this, I'm too old to attract love. I'm too old to attract love. And guess what? She did not until she changed her thinking. Because whatever your dominant thoughts are, we're talking about the creative power of thinking, that's what your future is going to be. You are a powerful creator. You begin to choose. I'm saying the same thing in a myriad of ways. So as I said, you're going to have to deal with your own inner conversations and your self-talk. You're going to have to think what you're thinking about. Just like my client who kept saying, I'm too old. I'm a baby boomer. And then she was whining, y'all, even when she was saying it. And so guess what? She predicted her future. I have another client, a previous client, who decided to think, I don't have to have a degree to be wealthy. Because at first he thought, but I don't have a degree. You know, once he changed his thinking, I don't need a degree. I told him what you need is the wisdom of God as to what your next step should be, and people that are smarter than you around you to help you fulfill your vision. So whatever you are continually thinking and feeling about your life, you are calling it into your life. Oh my goodness. So you're calling in your life with your creative dominant thinking. So you need to make a decision. I'm going to get in agreement with my thinking and accept it as already done whatever I desire for my dream to be. You got to be willing to feel after and think only what you desire. So like when you kind of get in a negative mood and you kind of been thinking kind of negative, you got to remember that your thinking puts you in states. We live and vibrate and manifest in states. The state of happiness, there are certain things attached to that. The state of wealth. When you live in a state, you live there and you occupy it with your thinking. So, okay, somebody hit the drum roll, please. Your subconscious is giving to you exactly what your dominant thoughts and feelings are. Change your thinking, change your feeling, change your world. If you're thinking about it consistently with emotion, that's what your future is going to be. I always say you choose it with your creative thinking and God makes it happen. Whatever has your attention, remember, has your life. Move your attention only on what you desire. Y'all, this is so simple, but it's so good. So you're going to have to think about what you're thinking about. What are you choosing to think about most of the time? That's a question that you need to ask yourself. Are you thinking about what you want to receive? Are you thinking about your dream? Or are you thinking about what you don't have? Drum roll, please. You are claiming your inheritance with your thinking. If you want change, you got to change your mind. You got to make a decision. I'm going to become more aware of what I'm giving my attention to, because whatever I give my attention and my thinking to, I'm calling it, I'm giving it life. So every time you think I don't have, you're giving it life. Every time you think I have more than enough, you're giving it life. You're nourishing that thought or that belief. You're paying with your attention, and in exchange, you will receive wherever you put your attention. OMG. As you think, so you are. This is so good, and I'm going to tell you how I want you to really implement this in your life this week. So you need to think and fear your next best thought. You decide. You are a master in the universe what you're going to think about. If you don't want it in your future, like I said, don't think about it. You need to be it in your mind, in your creative thinking, and then your imagination. If you don't like what's happening in your life, change your thinking and change your feeling and begin to create your future, because as you think, you are. Boy, I need more time. But everybody, so let me just share with you how you do that. So I gave you some powerful principles. Go back and listen to this again and again. I want you to set aside 5 minutes three times a day and just begin to think about one area of your life that you want to change. Begin to think about what would it look and feel like for you to go on your first vacation after the pandemic. So you're going to sit down, you're going to think about what are you going to take. If you like me, you're going to take more clothes than you should. You're going to think about what it's going to feel like. Are you going to be in the water? Can you see yourself running down the beach? Can you feel your toes just walking in the sand? Can you hear the seagulls just flying over you? Can you feel the wind blowing through your hair? Think about what you desire. If you want to start a new online business, think about what would it look like for it to be successful. Think about customers coming and your PayPal account or whatever you're using. You wake up in the next month, at the next morning, it says you have money, like I used to do. Everybody see that? And think about running into the kitchen and telling your wife, look, honey, I'm going to be able to pay cash for my car. I got 5 new customers. Does everybody see that? So you're thinking and feeling intentionally. Begin to sit down and think about the unlimited possibilities. In my book, by the way, you guys need to really get my book, Secrets of Success. One of the exercises that I have is to sit down and think about the possibilities. I call it the garden of possibilities. And so you start out thinking, well, what's possible? Well, it's possible that I can meet a woman and she be the woman of my dream. What else is possible? It's possible that we could get married and have 2 beautiful children. What else is possible? It's possible that we could start a business together and become philanthropic and really change the world. What else is possible? So does everybody see that? So you sit down like Dr. Martin Luther King and you become a deliberate creator with your thinking. Do it 3 times a day. Let that be your dominant thought. Put your attention only on what you desire and watch the magic happen. And it's not really magic. It's just a universal law. So this is the power of creative thinking. I want you to try this for at least 21 days until it begins to become a habit in your life. Think about what you're thinking about. And I want you to email me and let me know your experience with this. It's a powerful concept and it's a powerful principle because remember, thinking is always the beginning of all creation or manifestation. Yay, that was so good. All right, everybody. So I'm going to go to these quick commercials and I can't wait to hear what Miss Stella Alexander has to share about her story. I know a little bit about her story, but I don't know the whole story, but I believe that you're going to be really inspired, motivated, and transformed. So everybody stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you planning a motivational or training event for your company or organization? Look no further. Constance Arnold is an experienced, dynamic, and inspirational speaker and trainer. Constance has helped thousands and has a proven track record of 25 years as a keynote and leadership trainer for both private and public sector. Constance provides the latest cutting-edge breakthrough transformational principles that will align with your organization's vision. Participants will receive specific how-tos for both personal and professional empowerment. Contact Constance and partner with her to begin creating your next successful event. Her website is www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Everybody, I am back and I'm really excited about my guests. You guys know I just finished teaching on change your thinking, change your world. And that was so powerful, but I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. And I want to tell you what happened to me. You know, God knows exactly what you need. I was tending to my own business and a lady named Bonnie Peterson on Facebook email, she sent me a post and said, Constance, somebody is talking about your coaching on another radio show. And I'm like, who is that? And she said, Stella. And then in my mind, I said, I don't know anybody named Stella. And then I went to sleep that night and I sent her a reply back and I said, who in the world is Stella? And then she says, Stella Alexander. And I'm like, oh my God, Stella. I coached her 10 years ago. So long story short, I said, give me her phone number. I contacted her and she shared with me a story that I did not even know the end result of. So I have Stella Alexander here with me. What's going on, Stella, all the way from Texas? You know, they say everything is bigger in Texas. Is that true?
That is true. You know, and if it's not, our mind is so big on Texas that when we look at it, that's how we see it.
Well, you know, I after talking to you, I remember that you were probably one of my first clients 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And I just want you to share your story. It's so remarkable. I'm celebrating my 12th year this month as the host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. So, Stella, just go ahead and get started. How did we meet?
Oh, well, I was in a dark place when we met, and my memory reminds me that I met you through Bonnie. Bonnie had talked about you, and she was just talking about your shows, and I need to listen to them. So I did. I listened to them for a while, you know, months. And so I was at a very dark place in my life. I was working for a company that I could not stand working for. I loved my job, but I couldn't stand the people I worked for. I lived in a lady's house. I rented a room. I go to work. I go back to her room. I go to work. I go back to her room. I go to church. I go back to the room. That's all I did, you know. And there was a time in my life, many years before that, when I thought I lived a more exciting life, but I was in such a dark place. And Bonnie talked about you. So I called you and I found out about your prices. And I said, okay, that March, we were going to get our bonuses. Mm-hmm. And I normally look forward to that bonus to help me catch up on other things. But I said, I'm going to catch up on my life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to invest this bonus into my life. And so I set up a coaching situation with you. And I'm telling you, it changed my life. For the better.
Well, you know, let me just interject here before she continues on. She was in a dark place. Sometimes when you're in a dark, most times when you're in a dark place, if you didn't hear my interview with Pastor James Powers, you need to go back and listen to it from last week. But we all need help. We all need somebody to pull us out of a ditch. We all need somebody who has a different perspective. So when I began to think back on my coaching with Bonnie, I felt like she doesn't have a life. She goes to work. She's not happy at work. She come home and she stays in that room. And that was very sad and I'm sure depressing. And so as a coach, it was my job to kind of deal with her past. That's why I tell you, when you coach with me, you get two for one. You get my counseling background, which most coaches don't have. And then you get my certified coaching. So you call me. I tried to be sweet, Stella. I don't know how sweet I was. So you call me. And what were some things that we worked on?
Okay. But I'm going to comment on you trying to be sweet.
Okay.
I want you all to know that's listening that she is serious about what she do. She's serious about helping you. She's serious about getting into that deep place and pushing you. She's serious about you doing the work. She's serious about guiding you. But you have to do the work. She don't play. I'm telling you, a couple of times I had to say, I ain't calling her for my coaching class. No, I ain't calling her this time. I need a break. Because she's going to make you work. She wants to see results. She wants you to live that life with great passion and purpose and get out of those boxes. So what happened, the very first call we had, the very first, you said, we coming out of this week. After we talked, you said, by Friday, I want you to do something that you do not normally do. I want you to get out of that house and go and do something in the world, in life. You also talked to me about living in that room. that I need to step out, call a realtor. Just let them start showing me houses. You told me it doesn't cost you anything. You got to step on that fear and walk, you know, because unless you step out there, the universe will not know that these are things that I want. You know, the universe won't change situations if I don't allow it to, if I don't express myself and let God know. You know, I do believe that I can have a house, you know. So by the weekend, by Friday, I pulled myself together. Of course, it was fearful all week. But I knew I had to report back to you. And I already knew from that first experience that you're serious about this. What you do, you're very serious about it. You're not playing around. You don't want to waste my money. You don't want to waste your time. You want to see great results in us. So I had fear all week, but that Friday, I got off of work at 4 o'clock and I drove into an area that is very up and coming, normally have a lot of activity and electricity. And it was at City Hall in Sugar Land, Texas. I know that sometimes there's things that's going on there, but I drove there and right in front of the area, cause it's a fountains and different things like park benches. And you don't normally find a park right in the front. There was the first parking spot was sitting there waiting for me. Look at God. All right. So I took a book because I wasn't going to sit there and talk to people. And I took a book and sit on the bench. Not many people were meandering around. You know, it was still work time. And so I got into my book. And maybe 45 minutes, an hour later, I was disturbed because I was really into this book by the noise around me. So I looked up and I saw people putting up tents and people sitting on park benches and lots of people walking around and a band putting itself together. I said to the people next to me, I said, what's going on? And they said, oh, there's a band here from New Orleans tonight. I'm from New Orleans. I said, wow, look at God. And that I made that move like you told me to. The universe reacted to that move. And I didn't leave there till 10:30 at night.
Wow, so you were a party animal. Estelle, you turned into a party
animal. Suddenly, you know. And not only that, so many great things. I want you to know, so many great things came out of my sessions with you.
Let me talk about that first. So you see, everybody, God is waiting for you to move. There are unlimited opportunities, unlimited people. It's 7.2 billion people in the world. Might be more than that now, Stella. But I didn't know. See, I didn't know any of this. I didn't know that you were. I knew you were fearful. But you retelling me this 10 years or 11 years later is so encouraging. And what I was doing, I realized that when you take a baby step, the greatest antidote for fear is action. And all I asked her to do was, I want you to do one thing different. And when you move, the universe moved. She had a parking space. What are the chances that she's from New Orleans? And then here the band is from New Orleans. God is waiting on you to move. Stop praying and get up and do something. So yes. So you went out and so you saw it's a real world out here besides my room.
I saw it was a real world. Mm-hmm. And not only that I could live in it and live life joyously and with passion. You know, that's what I saw. So the next Sunday after church, I didn't go home. I decided I'm going to go to the Galleria area, which is always lots of activity, and go to a coffee shop over there. And so I parked about 3 hours away. And normally that would have turned me off because I would have went through the drive-through. I'm not going to go inside the building where people could see me. So I walked in, I put a smile on my face. I looked at people and I nodded and just showed myself to be friendly and got my coffee set out.
Engaging in life, seeing how big life is.
Yes. And so then I went home. So my next project, as I told you, was the real estate. You wanted me to go out and call a realtor and have them show me homes. I said, well, I don't have any money. I can't. You told me it doesn't take money for you to go and look at homes. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing is you're saying, oh, to the universe, I believe I can have this. And in the natural, financially, remember, I use my little extra money
to pay me,
to pay Constance for coaching. And so I did. I went. And I want you to know that. But then from that day, that was in March, from that moment until August, I got a house. Mm. I was riding with Bonnie and in her neighborhood, and we just saw these people working on this house, and Bonnie said, let's go look at it. So we went and looked at it, and as soon as I stepped in that house into the hallway, mm-hmm. my spirit said, this is your house. Mm-hmm. And this is my house. I'm living in the cutest little house in a golf course neighborhood. I would not have believed it.
But I saw it for you. You see, yes. A coach goes before you, and he or she sees before you get to your destination or your manifestation. And what I had to do with Stella was to move her beyond her limiting beliefs. Yes. You got to have money. You got to have good credit. See, some of y'all need to really identify what your limiting beliefs are, because they put a ceiling on what you could be, do, and have. And so I had stopped coaching with you toward the end. And so I didn't know you even got a house. You know, yes. but I knew that she was going out there, experiencing life, engaging with people. What was she doing? She was seeing how big God is. She was seeing how she had been limiting herself. And that house was always waiting for her. But I had to give her a good little kick to get her moving. I'm so happy for you.
And I am so grateful for you, because you did. And you were firm. And you need somebody that you trust to give mm-hmm. you that push. You know, you trust that even though you don't have the experience, that they're pushing you in the right direction. You know, there's something inside of me that told me, I have to do this by the weekend, because when I report back to her, I need to have some results. I need, in order for this to work, because she would tell me, you have to do the work. You have to do the work. I can guide you. I can give you knowledge, but you have to do the work. And if I come back and did not do the work, well, I was throwing my money to the wind.
Mm-hmm. So true. You know, and we did other inner work around her beliefs, her self-esteem, how she saw herself. So see, that's the inner work, because you never choose any higher than how you feel about yourself. And life is consciousness, and whatever your consciousness is, that's what's going to be outpictured. So here you got your house. See, I didn't know all of this.
Yes. So I got my house, but I used what you were teaching me, even with the broker. Because when I told you I saw the house, I had not interacted with this broker for over a year. We were on the same board, but I felt so inadequate, because she really wanted me to be a friend of hers. But I said, oh, I don't have money. I don't have this. I'm not that. People look at me and they think I'm this, that, and the other, and I'm not. So she kept trying to invite me to dinner, invite me to luncheons and whatsoever, and I wouldn't go. So I detached myself so that she wouldn't see who I really was. So it was a year. And then I said, okay, let me see if I put a name in the email, will her name pop up? And it did. So I gave her the information on the house. And she told me to meet her at her office. So when I left work, I went to her office, and she said, you will not get this house. This house has so much equity in it, and it's in such a great area. And I know the realtor, and they're going to, a house like this, they're going to give it to their family members or buy it themselves. What did Constance Arnold say?
I don't know, because I wasn't there. What did I say?
But not in my mind, not so. You don't speak this, you speak in what you believe, not, you know, the unbelief. So I told the realtor, the broker, I said, do not speak anything negative. Because those are the things you were teaching me. Don't speak anything negative. Just go forth and what you do. She said, well, you have to get approved, and it's got to be approved by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock in the evening. And the person that I normally work with at the bank is on maternity leave. And I said, I don't care about none of that. Just do what you need to do. And everything she did, she contacted the guy with the bank who normally don't return her calls for 3 weeks. He returned a call immediately. He said, I'm in a meeting. Have her get your client, get this, and email it to me. I'll work on it when I get home at 10:30 tonight. Look at God.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, God, for listeners, God is waiting for you to move. God has angels, resources. He's going to bring up people that you would have forgotten. The favor of God is going to go with you. But you got to move, baby. You got to move.
Yes. Yes. And the favor of God was there because we got everything in. She called me the next day and told me that I didn't get the house. They didn't give the house to any of the people that bid it on it. The bank decided to give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And she said, I told you that. And I said, no, please. I asked you not to speak anything negative. I said, if you want to show me some of the houses, you can, you know, but don't speak nothing negative because it is what it's supposed to be. So by the next weekend, I'm riding around with my brother, showing him the Houston. I felt my phone rung, and it was the broker. And she said to me, Stella, say yes. Do you still want that house? I stopped praising God. The realtor called her and asked if I wanted the house. And guess who got the house?
You did, and you're living in it.
And I'm living in it, and she got coached by Constance Arnold, the broker, and she didn't even have to pay for it. Because the things she taught me, I said to her. And she said, and she's big in one of the big churches now, and she said, you taught me something about faith. I said, my coach taught me something about faith.
Okay, you get making me getting ready to cry. And I see, listeners, I didn't know any of this because I had stopped coaching with Stella. And so here she is walking out those principles. And one thing that we had to deal with was her inner image of herself. Remember, yes. She didn't feel great about herself. And so now she in this golf and country club kind of thing. She got that going on. But I also knew she was a writer, a poet. And I remember I said to her, she was like, oh, Constance, I'm so scared. I'm like, oh, no, we're not being scared. You're getting ready to move on that. Okay, let me wipe my little tears away. We're getting ready to move on that. And I remember someone contacted you who had this really fancy event going on. I said, I want you to go there and do it afraid. And I want you to read your porch. I said, somebody is looking for you. You never know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
And you were like, I can't do it. You know, I'm like, report to me. I sound like a drill sergeant, don't I? And so tell us about that experience, you opening up to your poetry. I'm going to have her read something at the end. Go ahead, Stella.
Okay. Well, I was invited to Dallas by one of my girlfriends who was on the board for the Black Literary Conference. I think that's what it's called, or something like that. But they were having a big literary night, and they had invited someone from New York City that was had written a play, Coffee Colored.
Okay.
Something. But anyway, so she put my name in it. And so, and I said, okay, finally. And this was my first time going to share my poetry before people. And it was broken into two sessions. So the first half, you know, I wasn't in, but I was the second person on the second half. Now, there were all these people that were authors and whatsoever. Now, I had made a makeshift book, okay? It wasn't no professional book. But I got up there to do my poetry. they had a gentleman that was there with drums and whatsoever, who would background you if you needed it. Mm-hmm. Nobody used them. So I went to him and I said, when I say this, I want you to give me a real jazzy beat. So I did my poetry, and the people stood up. Nobody got standing ovation but me. Nobody, not even the person out of New York City, the well-known person. They did not get standing ovation. I did. All right, so here I am bowing, and in my mind, I'm saying, God, make them stop. Make them stop, because I'm
you
not
feel good. Worthy.
I'm not as good as they think I am. Oh, if people could see what was going on the inside of me.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And
once again, you see, your coach is going to see what's yes. in you before you will. Your coach will have confidence for you and self-esteem and value and honor for you, and handhold you while you making your quantum leap and quantum jump. She had yes. read me some of her poetry, and I'm like, girl, if you don't get out there and start speaking.
Yes.
Look at that. God was waiting for her to move. And so did they come up and hug you afterwards, or what happened, Stella?
Okay, we were all had our individual tables, and like I said, my book were makeshift. I had the people in my print shop at my job. I was blessed that they secretly made some for me. Not professional looking, but people were lined up to buy my book. And in the line, there was this one lady that came up to my friends. My friends were my assistants. Mm-hmm. And she asked, does she speak publicly at corporations? Mm-hmm. And of course I never had, but my girlfriend said, yes, she does. She said, well, can I speak with her? She said, yes, but if you don't mind waiting till, you know, that's waiting to talk to her. And the lady was with Citibank, and she asked me if I would come and speak for Black History Month in Dallas, Texas, that they would fly me there, put me up, blah, blah, blah. I said yes, but I'm not healed yet, okay? Mm-hmm. It's still a process. I said yes, but do you know I didn't follow through?
I didn't know that.
Back then I did not follow through because I just had not...
I
totally
catch you. It's a process. It's a process of healing. Like I said, you never choose any higher than you feel about yourself. And what coaching does, it shows you your worth. It shows you who you
are.
You know, it allows you to move out and take baby steps, even though you are afraid, even though you may feel anxious. But that's okay. I'm glad you shared that portion.
It's part of the learning process. It's part of me seeing, you know, as I move forward and see God manifest things when I'm walking in faith. I was saying, I'm not Black history. Yes, you are Black history. You're a Black woman. You've written wonderful poetry, even though you don't think highly of yourself. Mm-hmm. Also, remember, I was going to work, going to this little room. I wasn't dressing up. I wasn't fixing myself up, you know. So in this process with you, you know, I started fixing myself up, wearing makeup, dressing better. And all of that affected my psyche and helped me feel better about me as I walk this thing through, you know. But
see, I didn't know this part, because we had stopped coaching, and she was still using the principles, because transformation is a process.
Yes.
So now here she was afraid, and I'm looking at three books that have been published by this wonderful poet. What do you call you? Are you a poet?
I'm a poet, author, and speaker.
Yeah. And that's why when I got the Facebook post, I didn't know we hadn't talked in 10 years.
Right.
And I'm not surprised, but I am amazed.
Well, I'm telling the people that's listening all over the world that you are a great, but investing in themselves, but to choose you as the guide that God wants to use. Because you're going to go deep, but I'm telling you, it's not about, oh, Stella, I'm going to hold your hand. No, you're going to do the work. No, I'm going to be firm with you. I'm going to tell you the truths that I know from my experiences, from my education, you know,
God.
The guidance of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I am going to direct you to the place that you're supposed to be at. Now, will you go do the work to get there? That was the bottom line.
So what is your life like now? And I'm going to have Stella read one of her poems or speak one of her poems. Kind of what is your life like now?
Well, people think, oh, you have this so this such a wonderful life. I just wish you going here doing that. I mean, before COVID, September 2019, by myself, my friends were traveling the world, and they were in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And I decided, let me get up and pack some clothes and go meet them in Amsterdam. Mm. Stella, one of my girlfriends had gone to St. Martin's, and we were texting, and she said, she's in St. Martin's. I said, oh, well, I'll meet you there tomorrow. I got up and went to St. Martin's. I'm living a life that I don't even think I dreamed about.
Oh, wow.
You know.
So amazing. And universal principles will work for anybody. So before you read, what would you say to someone who's thinking about coaching with me? Y'all know I'm a licensed professional counselor. I'm going to dig in your stuff first. And then I am a certified law of attraction coach. And I'm going to give you strategies like I did with Stella. And then I'm going to be like, I'm not going to be stalking you, but you're going to be accountable to me on a weekly basis. What would you say to somebody? And Stella made the decision that she was worth the investment. So what would you say to people all over the world about investing in themselves?
Yes, I made the decision that I am an investment. If I want change, if I want things to not look the way they've been looking, you know, I needed to make a change. My finances were very, 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 very low. But I knew I was getting this bonus, which was, a decent bonus.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, I am going to take this bonus and invest in this woman because I've listened to you over like 6 months and I was convinced that you were the one that was going to help me. You were so gifted. You know, so positive and so encouraging that I knew that if I want to make a change, so if you all want to make a change in your life, if you want things to look different than what they look today in a good way, in a better way, you want great things to happen, then I would suggest to you not to buy that purse, I'm telling you, if you're in a tight place, cut off the cable. It is worth the change because you can get cable back and you can get a purse. You know, but time is passing. It's not waiting on you. Mm-hmm. So you need to get that coach, get Constance Arnold, and start living that great life that God created for you to live.
Okay, I'm crying. So Stella, grace us with one of your poems and then we're going to end the show. Let me just say, so happy for you. So proud of you. Y'all, God know what you need. I was tending to my own business and I needed to hear. When Bonnie posted that, I needed that for that day because I had been through a kind of difficult day. So tell us what you're reading or reciting. This comes from her books and then give us your website. I'm still kind of teary because I'm so happy for you. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I'm going to read Possibilities.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. Possibilities.
Possibilities.
Okay.
just the thought of possibilities causes my mind to flow ecstatically towards hopes dreamed long before. Words from you arrived in my email today. Dreams of long walks along the water's shore, hand in hand, enjoying the presence of God's beauty, inhaling the fragrance of the salty sea, being calmed by waves of rushing water. Could it be the time is now? Is this suddenly the moment prayed for? Take my hand and, take my hand and lead me to the center of your being, the place ordained for my heart to rest. Just the thought of possibilities causes hope to rise to the highest of highs. Holy Spirit, help me not to be anxious, but wait patiently for the appointed time. Just fantasizing possibilities can confuse the flesh and create relationships which only exist in your mind. Holy Spirit, help me not to reach for his hand. Help me to wait for the appointed time. Stand firm and hope for the possibilities. Dream of the love to come, but don't lose yourself in the fantasy. Stay grounded in God's promises. Just the thought of possibilities causes my mind to flow ecstatically towards dreams hoped long before. He reached for my hand today.
Wow. Stella, amazing.
Thank you very much.
Tell listeners your website. How can they get your three books? How can they contact you for virtual speaking? Right now, we're still virtual. We're coming out of that, thank God. So give us your website and your contact information.
Okay, my website is stellaalexander.com. My email address is poet@stellaalexander.com. You can, when you go to my website, you can click on the book. It'll take you straight to Amazon to purchase. You can, in my website, you can send me a message. You can interact with me, talk with me if you're interested in having me speak to you. I speak to people on rejuvenating relationships and living life with passion. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk to them about things that I'd learned from my coach about vision and decision and action.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You have affected my life, Constance, in such a grand way. My life is so, so different. And guess what? What you see today, it's going to be even better in just a couple.
So you're available to do virtual speakings, readings, you know, for events that people might have? You just available.
I am. I'm available and experienced.
Yeah. What can I say? This is nothing but the Spirit. I am so happy for you. So proud of you. I've been teary during this whole interview. And I believe for listeners, it was to bring you hope, to show you that God is waiting on you to make a move.
Yes.
When you move, the angels move. When you move, God moves. And the interesting thing is, last thing I'm going to say is, there are unlimited possibilities waiting for you to step out in. And just like Stella, all you got to do is leave your room. Leave your limited way of thinking and being and be immersed in the unlimited blessings of God. All right, everybody. Thank you, Stella, so much all the way from Big Texas. And as I say every week, my mantra for this year is get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens. Enjoy your week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
11 bodies, 10 years, and countless theories. I'm talking about the Long Island serial killer case.
It was just how many bodies were being found in one area.
I was shocked.
Follow us, Billy Jensen and Alexis Linkletter, on Unraveled, Long Island Serial Killer. And to follow our investigation even further, don't miss our all-new special Unraveled, The Long Island Serial Killer, streaming now, exclusively on Discovery+.